Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Clint Conitzer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Connie Ryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Bickford. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Vern Bickford. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Hank Skins. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The left fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Skeffing. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Meyer. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Russ Meyer. And now, play ball. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cavaretta. Dark reaches second base with a double. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson strikes out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins takes first base on ball four. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Waitkus reaches second base with a double. Skins goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta bunts towards the right side of the infield. Ryan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Waitkus moves to third. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Pafko reaches second base with a double. Waitkus scores. Cavaretta moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Red Barrett now pitching. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is walked intentionally. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cavaretta scores. Pafko moves to third. Nicholson moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott juggles the ball. That's an error on Elliott. Pafko scores. Nicholson moves to third. Jeffcoat moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nicholson scores. Jeffcoat scores. Skeffing moves to second. It's 6-0, Cubs. Russ Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer bunts in front of the plate. Massey fields it and throws to first for the out. Skeffing moves to third. Smalley moves to second. One out. Hankskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Skins hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Massey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Shaw now pitching. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Waitkus hits a fly ball into center field. Konitzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Konitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan takes first base on ball 4. Massey moves to second. Clyde Shawn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shawn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cavaretta. Shawn reaches second base with a double. Massey scores. Ryan moves to third. It's 6-1, Cubs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 1 in the game. Holmes hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Jeffcoat. Holmes reaches second base with a double. Ryan scores. Shawn scores. It's 6-3, Cubs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Holmes scores. Dark moves to second. It's 6-4, Cubs. Jess Dobernik now pitching. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Braves, 6, Cubs, 6. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elliott moves to third. Hank Borowy now pitching. Clint Konitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Konitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta is called out on strikes. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Pafko hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Nicholson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Nicholson reaches second base with a double. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nicholson moves to third. Two outs. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Skeffing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nicholson scores. It's 8-6, Cubs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves 6. The Braves will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Massey takes first base on ball 4. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ryan takes first base on ball 4. Massey moves to second. Clyde Shawn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shawn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Shawn bunts towards first. Waitke scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shawn for the out. Massey moves to third. Ryan moves to second. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Holmes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Massey scores. Ryan moves to third. It's 8-7, Cubs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skins fields it and throws to second for the out. Ryan scores. Two outs. It's Braves, 8, Cubs, 8. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Torgerson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cavaretta. Torgerson reaches second base with a double. Dark goes all the way around to score. It's 9-8, Braves. Dutch McCall now pitching. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Dutch McCall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCall is called out on strikes. One out. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Skins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Waitkus hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Cubs 8. The Braves will come to bat. Clint Konitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Konitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pafko strikes out. 1 out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Nicholson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jeffcoat strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Skeffing hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-9, Cubs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Dutch McCall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCall is 0-for-1 in the game. McCall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Braves 9. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Sane pinch hits for Clyde Shawn. Johnny Sane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sane hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Holmes hits a line drive towards short. Smalley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Dark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Skin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Braves 9. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Hoeg now pitching. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Skins bunts towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pafko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Braves 9. The Braves will come to bat. Mike McCormick pinch hits for Earl Torgerson. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops it up and throws to first, with McCall covering, for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank McCormick pinch hits for Jeff Heath. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pavko fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Braves 9. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike McCormick now playing left field. Frank McCormick now playing first base. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Konitzer. Jeffcoat reaches second base with a double. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Skeffing strikes out. 2 outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jeffcoat. The throw from Massey and he is safe. Jeffcoat steals third. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Braves 9. The Braves will come to bat. Clint Konitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konitzer is 0 for 3 in the game. Konitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Massey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Braves, 10, Cubs, 10. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Ryan takes first base on ball 4. Doyle Lade now pitching. Bobby Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue bunts towards first. Waitkus scoops it up and throws to first, with Skins covering, for the out. Ryan moves to second. 2 outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Holmes is walked intentionally. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Ryan scores. Holmes goes all the way around to score. Dark moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. It's 12-10, Braves. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 12, and the Cubs 10. The Cubs will come to bat. Doyle Lade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lade strikes out. One out. Hankskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Skins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Waitkus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 12, and the Cubs 10. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick bunts towards first. Waitkus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCormick for the out. Elliott moves to second. One out. Clint Konitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konitzer is 0-for-4 in the game. Konitzer strikes out. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Massey takes first base on ball 4. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 12, and the Cubs 10. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan misplays the ball. That's an error on Ryan. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Jeffcoat strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 12, and the Cubs 10. The Braves will come to bat. Bobby Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-0 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lade fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-2 in the game. McCormick hits a line drive into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 12, and the Cubs 10. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Skeffing hits a line drive into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Walker pinch hits for Roy Smalley. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry pinch hits for Doyle Lade. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lowry for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 12, and Chicago Cubs, 10. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.